One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. Kosai.org.
Ramble.
I went
what
to therapy.
My hands suck, though. My handwriting is horrible. People will see it and they'll be like, "Are you okay?"
What color would you dye your hair?
So I did a little bit of pink for summer games, and I thought it was so crazy, but literally nobody noticed. I have jars of it left, and sometimes I'm like, if I'm bored one night, I'm just gonna dip my head in there. I used to play tennis. I have medals.
Do you scream when you hit the ball?
Oh! Ah!
Oh! Ah! Oh!
No!
Just say no.
Yeah!
Black tea can have between 40 and 120 milligrams of caffeine, which I don't believe.
And when you drink it, you have to sound like this when you drink black tea.
Really?
You have to. It's a legal requirement.
No.
It's all over the place.
If I drink black tea, I have to sound like this. Have you heard what Boris Johnson said this week? Sip tea.
Asterisk sip tea.
Welcome everybody to the 30th episode of the Smoshcast.
30, flirty, and thriving.
Dirty 30 for the Smoshcast. It's ready to have one last party before it gets settled down.
Farty 30. Is that another
one that they call it?
40. Oh, Farty 40.
Is that 10 a more. Thing?
Yeah.
Do people celebrate Farty 40?
Farty 40.
And then it's Shitty 50.
Shitty 50.
Shifty 50.
Oh, okay.
Sexy 60.
Yeah.
And then Dead 70.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to episode 30 of the Smoshcast. It's been a while since it's just been us three just like hanging out, just like talking about,
we've had a lot of
talking
crazy
about life stuff. Yeah. I feel like we haven't been able to sit down, just the three of us, since before Smosh Summer Games.
Yeah.
And so much has happened in our lives since that moment. I've been waiting for a podcast to mention this, but I went
what
to therapy.
Yay! That's a boy.
Yeah. Wow, that's a self-improvement boy.
That's my boy.
Yeah,
dude,
that's really great, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How does it feel?
Feels fine.
How many sessions have you had?
I've been going for about a month now.
That's great.
Yeah, which is like, it was aggravating because like I went probably shortly after Smosh Summer Games, and I'm like, I can't talk about it on the podcast for so long. Thanks for that.
Oh, yeah. I perked away from the microphone.
We all heard the burp.
There's no way to hide it.
I was away from the microphone. But that, dude, sorry to steal your thunder with my literal tummy thunder. But so proud of you. Yeah, that sucks. We literally couldn't update Smosh peeps, Smosh fam.
I know.
Listeners.
That girl's just been hitting the woe forever. Actually, I think she gave up. So there was a girl on Twitter that was hitting the woe every day that I didn't go to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt really bad because I didn't want to reveal that I was going to therapy until I got the chance to say so on the podcast, because I felt like that was the appropriate venue for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she gave up.
She might have. Okay.
Yeah.
I might have, like, because the DMs can be crazy sometimes. I can't remember if it was an Instagram request or something, but I remember seeing someone be like, "Hey, it's me. I'm hitting the woe, but like, I don't know if I can keep doing this." Like,
yeah. And it takes a toll on the body.
Wowing really too hard.
Yeah, they've shown that it can really impact your bones.
You can say woes cause a lot of woes.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
I'm surprised you didn't say that.
Shoot, dude.
Shane.
Owned.
Shoot, dude. Hey, don't shoot, dude. Me with a woe joke? Come on.
Shoot, dude. I think it's good that you went for a few sessions before talking about it publicly, though.
Like, that's true.
It's good not worked out.
Yeah.
You like the person? So far?
Yeah, she's cool. People have asked me like how it's going. I'm like, I don't really have any frame of reference because I've never had a therapist before.
Well, nobody's therapy is going to be the same as anyone else's.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be completely individual. Yeah. And it is weird. The first sessions are always really weird because you're kind of like, what do I talk about?
That's so funny because, like, my first session, I was like, okay, so here's all my worst fears. Here's what I want to figure out. Also, am I crazy? Fourth. Like, I literally was like, here it is. And luckily she was down. But I think it's different for other people too, where it's like, you don't even know where you want to start.
Yeah.
I feel like for most people, the thing they will need to talk about is something that they don't think they need to talk about, generally, is my opinion. I mean, it's different for everybody, but it's often the things that you don't think are a problem that end up becoming, you're like, oh, I didn't realize that was a thing.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was deep down there.
Or like that somehow everything that's you're worried about or going wrong in your life is like connected. Like that stuff freaks me out. Or like I'll go into a therapy session, be like, okay, I need to talk about this, this, and this. And I'll go in, touch on those a little bit. And then all of a sudden something I didn't realize, like it's all about them asking the right questions and like leading you to the right place sometimes. And like we'll go in for like almost the entire session talking about something I didn't even know I was thinking about.
Because I feel like so much of therapy is like related to whatever like happened in your childhood. And I feel like for me, like I don't have the best memory. So it's like, oh, what about this? And I'm like, I can't even give you an honest answer, lady, because I don't remember.
Do you take like time to like brain blast at least?
Do a little brain
like,
blasting?
Give your brain a second.
Sometimes you take a super soaker, you aim it at your ear.
No.
And you shoot it straight through your brain.
Yeah.
I have the same thing. I can't remember a lot of my childhood.
I just don't think about my childhood a lot. And then I'll suddenly think about it, like, oh my God, that story or whatever. I think our lives move a million miles per minute, so we don't sit back and think about past stuff. It's why journaling is really important, so that you can keep track of stuff and you keep track of your day and you can look back on that.
Dang it, I forgot to write my journal last night.
Yeah?
Giving us more material.
No.
Dude.
No. But journals are great, though.
Any new they Johnny really stories you're writing down?
Yeah.
I mean, I still were friends on Facebook still.
Wow. Johnny Tsunami.
Can't believe.
Can you believe?
The one that got away.
He rode that wave out of my life and my heart.
But I'm proud of you, my guy. You said you were gonna wanted to do it, and you did it. Just doing that with anything is great.
It's really, really great. And also, we look, you know, maybe we have a sketch coming out soon about Ian and Damien going to therapy.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know if you guys wrote that before I went.
I think I wrote it before you went, and then you went, and then we filmed it. I think. But yeah, it takes a lot of turns. It's a good one.
Oh, it certainly does. Dude. Yeah. I'm excited to see how that video turns out. It's not edited yet, but we shot it like last week, was it?
It was intense. And, you know, many a travelers have entered that sketch and not many have returned. So, you know, just, I don't know, just giving you a little taste of what's to come.
Is it just you? Did you mainly, like, was it just you or was it you and Damien?
I think it was like me, Infinity, and Monica.
Yeah. Well, it's always going to be. Yeah.
Right. I think I surprised you guys with that one.
Yeah, I stayed far away from that sketch. Yeah. I was like, I have no idea what you're going to write, but I'm sure it'll be.
It came from here. So basically, you guys talked about it so much, and I just lived in my head with, I wanted a sketch with you and Damien going to therapy.
Right.
And I wanted a sketch with secret character involved. Mm-hmm. So I walked in one day and I was like, I think this could become this. And I was like, Shane, I wanted this to happen.
Right.
Go to town. And he went to town. And it was perfect. And then he and I just kind of finished it, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
But it was directly from the podcast meets secret character.
Yeah. Very cool. Podcast is bringing a lot of those to life.
Pretty insane. It was fun. It was fun.
Yeah. I wrote my first script sketch in a while. It's not an EBE.
Mm-hmm.
That's we haven't shot it yet, so I don't know if we should talk about it. But it feels good when you can like actually, because I had a serious blockage for a while.
Ew,
my brain,
gross.
My left side of my brain was constipated.
God, this is
what? I'm drinking coffee to make it better.
Sorry,
a brain diuretic.
And I think also like writing is so cathartic. Like I feel like a lot of the angers that I have about the internet and whatever, it's fun to get out.
It's your creative outlet, my guy.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be a writer. But it's like, it was one of those things that's like, ooh, I also wanted to be a rock star. So both of those were just going to go under the pillow and not going to be actually pursued. Yeah. But like, I wanted to write like books and stories, like fantasy and stuff like that. But now we're writing sketch comedy still.
Yeah. A lot of people don't even take that first step of writing because mm-hmm. yeah. because they'll write like one page and then be like, oh, but it's not perfect. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's not about being perfect. You're not going to, I mean, I'm sure, you know, J.K. Rowling wrote some serious turds before she wrote Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you gotta just put it down on paper and like, and you just get better with time. Yeah. It's a craft like anything else.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those weird skills that people expect to kind of just be good at right off the bat. And mm-hmm. it's kind of like, you just can't pick up a basketball and be a star
player. James.
Yeah, exactly. And but for some reason, and I mean, I'm guilty of it too. I'm such a perfectionist with writing. Like,
yeah.
I'll write something. I'll be like, well, that's the worst thing I've ever seen. So I should never do this again.
Yeah,
but you got to push through it. You got to be okay with writing pieces
garbage,
of crap.
Yeah,
you got to write a bunch of pieces of crap.
Yeah,
yeah. And go. No.
I was saying that, and that's why, like, I, you know, people for even writing things like weird fan fiction about us, it's like,
yeah,
it's a creative outlet, and you only get better with time. And you know, mm-hmm. if you never take that first step on a creative pursuit, mm-hmm. then you're always going to stay at level one.
I'm pretty sure the longest piece of fiction ever written is a Super Smash Bros. Fan fiction. I'm pretty sure I read that.
That's incredible.
Not too long ago, that it's technically the longest word count of anything of that we know. But, and the guy writing it was like, you know, I was learning English, like English is a second language. He's like, it's helping me improve with that. And it's fun. And he just keeps going. And
is it romantic?
I don't know. I just know it's a Super Smash Brothers fan fiction. I'm pretty sure it's Super Smash Brothers, which is a very interesting choice.
Yeah, I think I've
heard about that. There's not a fan fiction I've read where I'm like, oh, this is a waste of time. Like, it's all great. You're improving your vocabulary mm-hmm. and creativity and whatever.
For me, it was a lot of, like, escapism when I was younger, like, writing, like, a very bored and or unhappy with where I was in freshman year of high school or whatever, and just writing where I wish I was, or like what I wish would have happened to me, or like a different world. And it was just like cool to put it all on paper, and then I could go back and read it again and like be there again. Yeah. You've been trying to write like a pilot for like ever.
I can't, it's about pushing through that perfectionism. It's mm-hmm. brutal. Like, cause I will put in a ton of work and then scrap it all. I've done that many times.
You shouldn't scrap them. You should keep them in a box. Like I do with my diaries. And then we can dramatic read them.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. Maybe. I don't know.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
But I mean, Chain, you're also like, you got so much other crap you're doing right now.
Yeah.
Like you're back on the Goldbergs. They brought, like, we can talk about that, right?
Yeah, I'm back on the Goldbergs.
They brought the JTP crew back.
It's back, yeah. I've filmed a couple episodes, got a few more that I know I'll be filming soon. It's a lot of fun. It's just a lot of work. Like, yesterday I filmed for about 12, 13 hours.
Whoa.
Yeah, but it was only the one day, and I always have fun. It's relatively easy because there I'm just an actor, so I'll film a scene. We get, like, 2 hours where we're just in our trailers and then film another scene. Another hour or so in the trailer. So it's not that tough. But yeah, it's just like another focus. And then I am a month out from graduating college. So I'm
gonna finish that.
So
we're gonna celebrate.
I think once I'm done with school, then I will be able to like focus, because I think it's tough for me to work on stuff after work, because I know I have these due dates every week. Like, I know I have a quiz and one more thing I got to do by tonight. So I'm like, okay, I have to get that done. And then once I get that done, then I don't want to be like, okay, now to sit down and write something. Now I'm like, I want to play Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
Like, that's and write more fan fiction.
That's where my head's at. Yeah, exactly.
Are you the guy?
Lucario turned to Mario and said, "This love is forbidden."
I will say, I feel like I've said this to you a couple times, but it's like, you are living the equivalent of three lives in LA. Like, you are a person who is in a full-time office job here. You're also someone who's pursuing school and trying to get their bachelor's. Also someone who's pursuing acting just in LA and has a TV show gig. Like, I don't understand how you're able to juggle all those things.
I think the unfortunate result sometimes is that I end up half-assing all three. Like, instead of being able to full ass one of them, you know?
And you're not leaving any time to slang dong.
He slangs dong half ass.
Yeah. They slang half an ass.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
Just one cheek.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I know exactly what that means.
It's definitely, it can be a lot. Like, you're crazy. I end up just tired every week. But I'm almost done. I'm just pushing through. It was earlier this year where I debated, I had four classes left. I debated on just being like, should I just stop and just forget college and just leave it there? And then my parents were like, you should just finish it. And I'm like, yeah. And I've spent it's so much money. It is like, it is thousands of dollars per class. It's absurd.
Per class?
Really?
Per class. Yeah, that is college. It is roughly like, look, I'm down to throw out the numbers because it's nuts what people are paying, but it's roughly like $3,000 per class.
Oh my God.
And that is not, that's not, there are so many more expensive colleges.
How many classes do you
think? It's four classes per semester. I don't know. I can't do the math right here, but that's why people are in, their student debt lasts their whole life.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I have friends who, only took like a year or so at a school and then are still paying off student debt. It lasts forever.
Shoot, dude.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Dude.
I think it's too much. And then textbooks are like $300.
Oh, yeah.
And I have all these textbooks now that I'm like, well, I can't sell them.
And you're not even paying like room and board there.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, you have an apartment that you have to pay for.
Right, but it still sucks. And I think it reached a point where I'm like, I've already dropped so much money, I might as well finish this out or else it was a waste. So, but it's fun. I'm loving it. I love learning stuff. So it's...
What's the coolest thing what are you learning right now? What's the thing paleontolic?
Because my last class got to be an elective of my choice, I chose Buried Cities and Lost Tribes. It's a basic anthropology class. I had to write a discussion post last night about why I believe lithics were the greatest invention of like early humans, you know.
What's a lithic?
Why don't you guys guess what lithics are?
Can I
ice cream cones?
So we're talking, you know, in the period of 2 million years ago to about 100,000 years ago.
2 million?
2 million years ago to 100,000 years ago. Like, in that period, inventions?
They probably only had, like, vanilla or chocolate ice cream.
I wonder if they had ice cream cones back then. Do you think they did?
Yeah.
Do you think they were able to make that? Do you think they had fire back then?
Yeah. Do you think fire existed?
I don't think fire was around back then.
Didn't happen.
Because like fire,
they probably had like the iPhone 3 at that point.
Yeah, iPhone 3. film quality was garbage.
A lithic.
Vine was still around.
So you're saying the lithic was the
lithics, was, like lithics. It's yeah, okay, but like so lithic. Yeah,
you're talking about like cave paintings or carvings.
Lithics are like pencils.
Are those your final answers?
Writing devices is my final answer.
Okay. So unless I get an F on this discussion post, lithics are essentially like stone flakes and like hand axes and stuff. So it's essentially the intro to the Stone Age of like using stone tools.
So the first tools.
It was the first time they would use bones and stuff to chip off flakes off stones to be able to use those flakes for skinning and spears and hand axes to chop more stuff. And I was saying that, and I mean, it's acknowledged that it's the beginning of technology.
Mm-hmm.
You can trace that to computers now.
Yeah.
Like our beginning of harnessing materials on an advanced level. It's pretty cool. It's honestly awesome class. And it's what's really weird also is how many versions of humans, not humans, because we evolved version from one, but like 1. You 5. Had Neanderthals, which were a completely different thing. Like there was a period of time where there were competing versions of Whoa. What we are now. You know, it's fascinating because I think we have this idea of like, yes, we're this one species that just came and but no, there were many versions. So it's fascinating. And we evolved from one of them.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like I missed out on colleges because like that stuff, it's so cool.
College is really awesome because there's some really cool classes. Like, you know, you go from just basics to, I mean, studying psychology was awesome. Like my last class was forensic psychology, which was all about employing psychologists in court, you know, and we're talking like Jeffrey Dahmer's case and all these other horrible but fascinating cases and deciding whether those people were insane or not or whether they're fit to stand trial or not. And it's insane. Literally. Literally insane.
Who is – do you think Jeffrey Dahmer was insane?
There is some fascinating arguments that he wasn't or that he was because it all comes down to if they suffer from a disease of mind and whether they're, you know, they have, they're demonstrating mens rea, which is like understanding what they did at the time. So insanity is more about at the time they committed their crime. Were they insane or not? Were they in their right mind? And I think a lot of people decided that he was, but there were arguments on both sides.
Like if he were to smear himself in his own feces before he murdered someone, that would be insane. Because why would he do that?
Not necessarily an activity, because if he's smothering himself in feces, but he knows the date and time, he knows exactly what he's doing, he knows the exact consequences of what he's doing, is he insane? Just because an act we deem as, I mean, murdering someone is also, you would say, is insane, but if someone knows, I know that I'm killing this person and I know I'm going to go to jail for it and I know that I'm causing harm to this person, that's not an insane person. They know fully, they're fully conscious of what they're doing. Mm. That's what psychologists get in debates about. And obviously it's a debate. There's no surefire answer.
But if they were like, oh, like the sky people told me.
Right. So there was an unfortunate case of a woman. This is a well-known case. I don't know. I forget her name. She, drowned all of her children.
Oh, yeah.
They deemed her insane because she fully believed that if she didn't do it, her children were going to go to hell. She believed she was being told to do this to save them. And they did evaluate her and decide, like, she really, truly believed this.
Was this Andrea Yates?
Yes. Yes. Mm. And they were like, she wasn't doing this and making an excuse. She really believed she was doing something good.
It's the morals and things behind what they're
doing. Yeah, it's the intentions. Now, given she's still put in a hospital for the rest of her life, you know, like you're not set free.
Well, she didn't mean it.
Right, right. There's, you know, and often cases, if you're deemed insane, it's people are often mad about that because they go, no, he should be punished, whatever. I think generally when they're deemed insane, they spend more time, like they're less likely to ever be, you know, out on the streets ever again. So, it's a fascinating class. It's a rough subject because there's not really like, no one's going to be happy with whatever answer happens, you know. So,
well, dang.
Anyways, so that's college.
Well, smart boy.
Yeah, that's cool though. I mean, yeah, because we're talking outside of here about pyramid schemes, and we're saying
those are pretty insane.
Some people say like college is a pyramid scheme or whatever, but we don't. I mean, like, I think it's silly. There's some guy that's like, there's no point in going to college. I'm like, what? No. What are you talking about?
I agree. I think the price, it sucks to put a price tag on knowledge. I think is unfair. I think knowledge should be something that everyone has complete access to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To be aware of the world that you're living in,
yeah,
should be a right. But it's a lot of work, so I understand there has to be a price. But I think the amount is so nuts.
Yeah,
yeah, it's for sure. So nuts. It's like, I mean, like our parents were able to work a part-time job. Not everybody, but like, yeah, a lot of our parents were able to work a part-time job and pay off their college while they were going.
My like, grandpa literally like paid for college while he was, that's what he did. And I think that should be the case. I think you should be able to pay it off more reasonably. And I think there's a lot of consequences from it not being available, because there's that video on Twitter. I don't know if you saw. The hurricane was coming and they're interviewing that guy in Florida. And he's like, this is insane. Why don't we have the Air Force or something fly their jets in a circle opposite of the hurricane to cancel it out? And he truly believed this. And I'm like, this is what we like. No, because that guy fully believed it. He, you can't fault him for really thinking that's an answer.
Hold on, hear me out though. Big fans.
Big fans. And they also, there
blow
was also
the hurricane away.
Like, they had to remind people not to shoot their guns at a hurricane because bullets will come back. The hurricane will. It'll, and so there was a tweet that was like, I'm sorry, I'm laughing at the thought of confused Floridians thinking that the hurricane is shooting back.
Oh, no.
But I'm like, this is like global warming is to me a result of us not understanding peer-reviewed journals, not understanding research, not understanding the importance of the scientific method, because people don't have – a lot of people just simply don't have access to that knowledge. So, of course, they're going about things and believing things a certain way.
Well, I think it's also a lack of trust of the government as well.
Right. Well, lack of trust of science,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and science. But that in turn goes along with the kind of people that don't believe in science also don't trust anything else, and they would prefer to trust a random
or themselves,
scary thing on Facebook. So I wouldn't say climate change is a result of people not knowing that, but it's certainly not being helped by the people that aren't listening to scientists.
For sure. For sure.
And it's a big old frickin' bummer.
A lot of kids in my family, and I say a lot of kids in my family, I feel like that's so weird that I say that because there's literally so many siblings in my family that it's like, yeah, in that community. It, like, a lot of us were like, oh, like, I'm not even going to bother trying to go to college because we couldn't afford it anyway.
That's a lot of people, man.
Yeah.
And it's a lot.
It sucks.
It puts you in a bind.
But I will wrap, like, community college is a thing. So for those people listening or watching, don't just give up on college.
Yeah, dude.
You know, there's community college and there's other ways of doing it, so let money stop you, you know?
Yeah, that's what I did. I did community college.
Same.
It's great. It really is. An associate's degree.
I dropped out, but...
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, but it was a great option. Like, I was fully given the same education that, like, I probably would have gotten elsewhere.
For sure.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, it doesn't really matter where you went to college first. It just matters where you got your diploma.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you can go first 2 years at some community college and then do the last 2 years at Stanford. And then, wow, look at that. You saved like $80,000 and you got the same education.
Yeah, a little bit.
And also learning anything is just great. And honestly, on community college level, an associate's degree is super valuable. Like, it's very, very valuable.
Also, like, learning is just actually fun when you get to college. Like, I hated public school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I did not have fun learning there. And then once I went to college and actually I got to, like, choose the things I wanted to learn, I was like, oh, actually, like, I'm enjoying the things I'm learning, aside from, like, the you know, required math classes and stuff. But no, I was pretty stoked about learning things.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's super fun. It's really great.
Yeah. Learning is fun.
Yeah, that's
hey,
why
kids,
I
learn.
Love Mavis Beacon.
What?
Mavis Beacon. I talk about it a lot on Smosh Radio.
Mavis Beacon, guys.
You should take Mavis Beacon.
What's Mavis Beacon? How have I never? The fun typing.
Learning. You should download it on your computer.
What?
Yes. It's like a computer game, but you learn typing.
Yo, if Mavis Beacon comes in here, homegirl could like get it.
She hot. Mavis, holler at me, BB.
What's so funny about Mavis Beacon is, so it's, they, every, so... Every new rendition of the Mavis Beacon teaches typing, or Beepkin, Mavis Beacon teaches typing, they use the same model.
I think it's her. I think that's Mavis. Like, she created this
idea. I think she was just like a stock photo model.
We've talked about this.
I don't know what this is.
It's like, it teaches you typing. Well, first, okay, so when I was in elementary school, we had a computer lab session once a week. And it was awesome. We first learned, we had to go through Ultra Key, which was like the not fun, but basic fundamentals of learning faster typing. And then once you got good enough at Ultra Key, then you got to do Mavis Beacon that had games where it's like, oop, you got to type in these words fast enough or you're going to get eaten by this shark in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, cool.
Like, or like basically asteroids, but it's typing.
That's awesome.
It was really fun and I got so fast at typing. Like,
you
literally,
are a fast typer.
Thanks. Sometimes I see you and you're doing the thumb and pointer finger thing, man.
Oh, I'm a garbage typer. I'm a garbage typer. My hands suck, though. Like, my handwriting is horrible. People will see it and they'll be like, are you okay?
All right. I found this Vice article. It says, what's Mavis Beacon up to these days? Nothing. She's fake.
Really?
She was just a model.
Aww.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Her name is, I had it, Renee I'm going to fuck this up.
Marvis Bacon.
Marvis Bacon.
Marvis Bacon.
Can we create that
it's,
character?
It's Renee L'Esperance. She's a...
Does she have an Instagram?
Yeah.
Haitian-born
model.
Can we do a Smosh Games video where me and Shane play Mavis Beacon?
Honestly, that's actually a really...
I've been wanting to do a Mavis Beacon
video. I'm down for a Mavis Beacon competition. Who's the fastest typer?
Oh,
let's
I would lose.
Do it.
Yeah, Courtney's going to destroy, but honestly, I don't know. There's some Mari could be a super fast typer. We don't know.
Yeah.
She's constantly just emailing it up.
But ooh, you know what we got to do? We got to do two. We got to do two competitions. One is computer and one is texting.
Oh,
I'm
going to
fail.
A fast texter?
I'm going to fail both of those. I'm garbage at both. I'm bad at typing stuff, man. That's why when I'm in the office, I will get out of my office. I will walk over to people and say stuff to them. They'll be like, why didn't you Slack that to me? And I'll be like, because I'm better at talking than I'm better at typing stuff.
Did you just say I better at talking?
I better at talking than speech writing.
It's crazy though, because I would not know your handwriting because we never do that around here.
No, nobody does.
That's crazy. It's almost
it's
like
not
a
the
secret.
1800s.
I'm very proud.
We're
of
not
my
using
writing.
The Pony Express anymore. Here, I'm gonna write this letter. Do you mind getting on your horse and bringing it on over to Damien in the other room? Courtney?
You know, I think the Pony Express is a better invention than lithographs.
Hey, all of that was wrong. I want to learn shorthand. That's what I should do. Shorthand, get some long fingernails.
Go work for a Mad Men.
Yeah, exactly.
Internet detention was fun.
Yeah, it was.
The latest internet detention, episode 3. Everyone had a great role on there. One funny thing about Brianna Boho's character is...
Brianna, bro.
Sorry,
what
Brianna.
The fuck?
I'm sorry.
All of us say Brianna.
Yeah.
It's fucking Brianna.
You are really defensive about
it. Yeah, she gets really heated about this.
Well, it makes sense.
You guys are like, oh, everybody loves Brianna. And they're like, what the fuck? You don't even know who she is.
Yeah. Everybody loves Banana Boho.
So... The strange thing about Brianna Boho is it's sort of like this really like over the top version of Tana Mongeau, mainly.
She's so
except for
now,
Tana
though.
Sometimes
except,
tops her.
Except recently I went to Tana's Twitter and she made a post that was so Brianna Boho. It was more Brianna Boho than anything. And we're probably gonna have to
what was it
censor
again?
We're probably gonna have to censor this, but yeah. I have the tweet right here. And she says, I'm serious, nothing makes my tight little pussy get wetter than a Delta One seat on a plane.
That is literally a line we would write for Brianna and then be like, we can't say that.
Yeah.
That's a little too far.
God.
You just gotta respect Tana. Like she just goes for it. Like she really doesn't hold back.
Yeah.
How many likes does it have?
500, 50K?
30,000.
Wow.
Okay, 30K.
That's all right.
Not bad. Not bad.
But I'm just like, I guess it's weird for me because I know that she has a lot of kids that watch her stuff. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it's a lot of young people.
Yeah, dude.
But also I'm sure the kids have seen way worse on the internet.
Maybe.
So it doesn't really matter.
I mean, I can't even say it. I can't even say that tweet.
I can barely say it.
See, nothing makes my ass sweatier than a Southwest seat, yeah. You know?
Nothing so makes my ball sack hairier than a Delta One seat.
Hairier?
Ew!
Oh, God.
If you give me the wig and the nails and the high heel boots, I might be able to
You
say that.
Literally change. It's weird. You put on that wig and all of a sudden your facial expression, everything changes.
Really?
Yeah.
On and off camera.
Mm-hmm.
It's so nuts. You commit so hard to it.
I will say when I'm missing certain pieces of her wardrobe or like her look, I don't feel right. I don't feel the same in the performance.
You're missing
I don't
the
feel
pieces
like it's
very of power.
Good. Like even the most recent episode of Internet Detention, I didn't have on thigh-high boots and it bothered me. Or if I'm like, what's missing? Like, what's wrong? I'm like, I need gum. Like, there's things that, like, I need. And, like, when I have all those things, that's when I'm, like, literally harassing you guys off camera and stuff because she is here. I think she's just this ghost that has realized that I'm a vehicle that she can use when she feels extra hoey.
Olivia brought it, too. I love that she somehow managed to, like, do, like, full Botox face.
Yeah.
For that whole thing, like her face is just like.
Yeah. The smizing. Or what is that? What is that called when the girls do that? That's like an Instagram thing. When girls like just barely pull on their.
Oh, really? Side of
their head. Oh, I didn't realize it's a life hack.
And it just like makes them look, like makes you look hotter, I guess. Does it work? Does it. No, wait, look.
Wow.
Do I look good?
Whoa.
I did it, guys.
Whoa.
I leveled up.
Hold on. Let me.
No, well, no, you like... gotta do a gentle tug back.
Can you guys describe what you're doing for the audio?
Okay, yeah. So we're basically putting our two index and middle fingers on our temples and pulling back.
I feel like this is gonna look a little racist.
We're squeezing our faces like the guy in Men in Black.
Like this. It just gently lifts the face. And
we're voguing.
Like Gigi Hadid and them, they face tune their eyes so that they naturally are being pulled back just a little bit. It makes you look a little more awake and a little more Disney.
We should always look more awake, guys. We say right now.
We are opening our eyes really wide.
Always look scared.
Right now.
Always look a little scared.
Have you ever like talked to somebody that had just insanely wide eyes?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I always feel bad because I'm always just like, you're a little.
I don't trust them.
Someone
I know,
we
but
knows
they can't help it.
Significant other is like that.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
It's not in this room.
Do they listen to this podcast?
I don't think so. Just a person that, like, I literally met her once. So it's like it's one of those people that makes intense eye contact and is like right here.
What?
Like super close.
Oh.
It's kind of like a.
And you're like, whoa.
It's kind of like a Tom Cruise
You're talking about.
Yes,
it's kind of like a. It's kind of the Tom Cruise. It's kind of the Tom Cruise thing,
secrets
though.
Secrets on the podcast.
Yeah, they. The video version of this will eventually come out and they will see.
Look, everybody has a different sort of social thing, but
yeah,
it's a little, it's off-putting because as humans, we're sort of like wired, maybe you could back me up on this, you're the psychology major, but as I feel like as humans, like when something is like not what we would see, what we would think is natural, our sort of natural reaction is like, this is wrong, something is weird about this,
it's body language and it's facial expressions and like,
yeah, you got to read other stuff.
It goes against what they're saying and everything, and it's, yeah, it's a lot of communication without speaking a word, so it will intimidate you or scare you. You'll be like, what's going on?
Or like, I feel insecure because it's like, stop looking at my face for too long, don't be there. Don't be there. Like, check other shit out. You know? Like, I don't...
Yeah, I'm like, why aren't you looking at my crotch? And they're like, this is a bank, sir. I'm trying to...
I don't care. Look at my crotch.
TSA never likes when I'm like, look at my crotch!
Well...
Pat it more.
Pat my crotch more.
This episode...
I would like to request a pat down. They're like, please, sir, no.
I'm again.
Like,
again.
Again. Once more. You missed it.
Nothing makes my balls hairier than a TSA agent patting them.
Oh, God.
How is that going to get bleeped?
What, balls? We could say balls.
You can say balls. Tennis balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know what balls.
Yeah, you could have hairy tennis balls.
Yeah. Tennis balls are hairy.
Yeah, what is the deal with that?
You know, it's just a thing. Don't.
Yeah, why
don't
did
judge.
Somebody decide to put hair on a tennis ball?
It's actually really nice. I used to play tennis.
It's actually really nice.
I used to play tennis. I have medals.
Yep. Did you really win medals?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you were a good tennis player.
I was like 11.
Can we play tennis?
Yeah.
Would you still be really good at tennis?
I think so, a little bit.
Do
My cardio is not as good.
Do you scream when you hit the ball?
I breathe.
Oh! Ah! Oh! Ah! No!
Just say no.
Yeah! That! It's me! Every time. Psych them out. They're like, is he Mario? Is this Mario Tennis Stars?
Super Smash
Solid
tennis.
Game. Haven't played it in a minute.
Oh, man. Mario Sports Games are great.
Mario Tennis is the jam.
I want to play tennis. Let's do it.
I will wear a skirt.
So,
will you wear a skirt?
Yes.
Okay, two-part Smosh Games video. One is Mavis Beacon, second round, tennis. to determine
greatest
ultimate champion.
Yeah, cool. The greatest championship of all time.
Mavis Beacon and tennis.
Yes, please.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Shane, you've been dressing like a maniac recently.
Yeah, I've trying to just, you know, I realized in this sphere, we can wear whatever we want. It would be too weird for me to try to dress up like an office job, right? Like,
it'd be so ugly.
Doesn't work, right? But I realized, I'm like, there's no dress code. So I wore overalls the other week. I'm wearing colorful shirts.
It wasn't just like overall. It was like striped overalls, right?
No,
it was black overalls.
Oh yeah. It was black overalls, but you had a white t-shirt.
Wear a white t-shirt. You looked like a striped shirt.
Oh, you wore pizza place under the overalls.
I did wear the pizza place shirt, and then
you looked like a painter.
And then I wore a super colorful Cowboy Bebop shirt yesterday.
That's a fun one.
Or 2 days ago. Been tucking in shirts. It's a different vibe. Yeah, Matt Robb keeps roasting whatever I wear, and it only encourages me. So, yeah.
You're too much Jean. That's what Jenna Marbles says.
Too much Jean.
I will say, like, I feel like I was dressing boring for a long time because back in middle school and high school, I always wanted to be extra and, like, dress and, like, try and be, like, a Lizzie McGuire fashionista. Like, I was all about that, but, like, definitely was bullied. Every time I ever, like, is definitely a thing at my school. I've talked about this with you with, like, heels and stuff. Girls at my high school or middle school were, like, made fun of for trying in any way. Like, fashion was, like, definitely, like, ew, you're literally trying so hard to look good today, ew. And so I feel like that extraness went away for a long time until I started here. And I definitely, like, I used to wear the most basic things and have multiple of basic things. And since we started here, like, I'm like, oh, like, it's okay to, like, be extra again.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's super fun, and what's funny is, I mean, Sarah, Matt, Rob, and I, we roast each other nonstop, but they're the ones who roast me most for outfits, but Sarah literally dresses like a elementary school folder.
Yes. Like, she's a binder.
She's like literally a binder.
Look at any third grade binder.
Yeah, she's like if Lisa Frank did acid.
Yeah.
But I will say she's like my fashion muse, though. Like, I think she was the one that inspired me. Like more recent years mostly, but like to try harder.
We've got a lot of super fashionable people in the office. Brennan, our camera guy is super fat. He's like a J. Crew, like classic.
He's a handsome gentleman.
Yeah, he's like a classic vibe. Monica is similar, but a little bit more outdoorsy. And then
she can bring out the city type
for sure.
Clothes.
Yeah,
for
she'll sure. surprise you one day, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah.
And then Sarah's the neon vomit type look.
Glitter puke.
Yeah, literally. I'm trying to match their game.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Damien's glow up moment. I'm waiting for when he breaks out. You know?
Damien keeps talking. He wants to do like his goal is like
there.
Tokyo street style.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what he likes.
You gotta like, cause us three went, me, Shane, and Damien went shopping recently, and we got he at least tried on some really cool pieces, and I was like, I was thriving that day watching you guys get some fashion stuff. I loved it. So I think he's getting there. He's got his...
Yeah. He's getting there.
He's at least visualizing what he wants.
He's stepping outside of his comfort zone, because I know his comfort zone was just like a printed tee or something.
I think that's a lot of dudes. A lot of us are there, but
he's doing tie-dyes and stuff. Yeah. Like, he's getting there. I'm very mm-hmm. interested to see his moment. Yeah. You know,
if it wasn't for Goldberg's, I would dye my hair too because he did the whole blue hair thing.
What would you do?
Wait, what? Really?
If it wasn't for Goldberg's, I'd probably do something crazy. I'd probably have like a mohawk.
Sorry. Really?
I don't know. I'd do something crazy.
Oh no! You were talking about doing a mullet.
Oh yeah, that'd be dope.
That would be honestly
pretty sick.
I think a short mullet. I think. You could pull
short
off.
Mullet? That's like, just short hair.
No, it's not super. No, we're not talking like down to my middle
not
back.
Not Joe Dirt.
Yeah.
Joe
I got the
Dirt.
Poo on me. No, like like a mild MacGyver.
Oh, okay. I see it.
Diet MacGyver.
Like a punk rock MacGyver. Mullet.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, like I look like, oh, maybe he's in the Clash.
Mm.
I
I don't know if that reference makes sense.
Could you grow a mustache?
Ooh.
You have.
I would definitely grow a mustache also.
You could. Boys, I've been wanting you to do mustaches forever.
On the Goldbergs, I'm playing like an 18-year-old, so I can't do that stuff. But
there's some 18-year-olds had some mustaches. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have a mustache and a mullet. It'll happen someday.
Wow.
It would make Smosh videos a little strange.
That's the problem, yeah. Jordan Schwartz suddenly has a mustache.
Well, when you said that, when you said mustache and a mullet, I literally saw, what's the character in, like, in Redneck Pokemon?
Oh, yeah.
I guess that's literally that.
What is his name?
Like, Cooter?
Cooter. Yeah. Wow. That would be me.
I still have,
but
like,
it'd be natural.
Yeah, it'd be different. It'd be real.
Because the whole reason for us thinking that you would rock a mullet was, what was the photo?
Like, so Cece, we got that photo of me wearing that shirt that's like not blue or not green.
Mm-hmm. It's blue.
Everyone disagrees. And I don't care because it's just a good shirt. but Cece was behind me holding up some color palettes on the left and right side of me. And in the photo, if you zoom in, you don't see Cece, you just see some of her hair, and it just looks like I have a mullet. And honestly, I look pretty good. I look like the Heartland. I look like, what's the name? What's that guy who would sing those patriotic songs?
Proud to be American.
Yeah,
guy.
Who sings that?
Clay Aiken.
Yeah, Clay Aiken. I forget. But I look like one of his songs.
Ian, would you do anything new
Lee
to your
Greenwood?
Hair?
That's Lee Greenwood.
Lee, yeah. I look like a Lee Greenwood song.
Would I?
Not Lee Greenwood. I look like a Lee Greenwood song. I look, unfortunately, though, I do look a little bit like a guy who, if someone's not, is still wearing their hat during the national anthem, I'd be like, take your hat off. Because I've seen that before.
Oh, man.
What would you do if you could do anything new? Have you thought about it?
Which you can.
Like dyeing, coloring.
You should do something nuts.
I'm not into dying. I feel like, man,
what would happen if you like did like a three?
Full chops.
Shave. Oh,
I think chops. Full chops.
I was thinking like shave your head at like a three.
Shave the sides?
Everything.
Whoa.
Jesse Pinkman style.
Oh my God, no.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think full chops. I think you go 70s detective.
Like a buzz cut? You're saying like a buzz cut.
I don't know, man.
You're saying my hair is that bad that you would rather shave my
hair
off.
I literally am giving you ideas. I think your hair is great.
Thank you.
Do you use conditioner?
Mm-hmm.
What kind? I feel like I've asked you this on other podcasts.
I think it's like OGX.
Cool.
Original X?
Mm-hmm. Original Ecstasy.
What? Have you done a mustache? Like a natural mustache?
No.
Ooh, you can.
I've done it. I've done a. I took a joke photograph for my driver's license.
Oh, I remember that. The handlebar.
I did the handlebar connected.
That's awesome.
Connected to my. I think it was connected to my beard. No. I shaved. My beard and my chin off, so it was just my mustache going down the sides.
Mm-hmm.
I think a simple mustache would be pretty dope.
Oh, man.
Simple mustache, no eyebrows. So people be like, where'd your eyebrows go? Oh, there they are, on your upper lip.
Just pull off like a Jaden Smith. He shaved his eyebrows off.
He shaves his head on stage, like regularly.
That's pretty cool.
I was trying to figure out why he looked like an alien. It's because he got rid of his eyebrows.
He bleaches his eyebrows or shaves them.
Yeah.
You could try going even shorter on the sides and then letting things get longer up top and doing like a sleek back situation. I want to see that.
GQ.
I don't know if I have the hairline for that.
Yes, you do.
Like comb back?
Kind of like.
Like a greasy Wall Street guy?
Not quite. Cody Ko-ish, like when he does that.
Oh, okay.
I feel like you could totally rock that. Go for it. Try it. Dude, you have a hairline, dude. Chill.
Or just part down the middle and always carry a very large lollipop with you.
Could you just comb it all down and then...
Yeah. Yeah, I'll braid it. I'll braid it in one braid that goes down like a Roman helmet.
My hair is at the perfect length nowadays sometimes where if I sniff really hard, it accidentally goes up in my nose.
That's awesome. That's a superpower.
It's not ideal.
What color would you dye your hair?
I was actually going to say, I did a little bit of pink for summer games, and I thought it was so crazy, but literally nobody noticed.
We all noticed.
I have jars of it left, and sometimes I'm like, if I'm bored one night, I'm just going to dip my head in there.
Do it.
But like, I also want to be able to have my normal hair for sketches. So
word.
I have
like the
pink.
Lavender look.
I have a few color jars that I haven't touched. I think I have a purple, a blue, and a lot of pink and some orange. Hmm. What if I did like a weird orange?
Ooh, like Fifth Element.
Ooh, Lilu Dallas Multipass.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it tonight.
Well, because I love the red hair wig that you always wear in like sketches. Yeah. Like, that always looks good.
I think you do look good with red hair.
I want to do red hair. I've always wanted to. Like, Emma Stone changed my life for that reason. Also, she's a good actress, whatever. But
my
like,
favorite Asian actress.
The thing
mine's
is.
Mine's Scarlett Johansson.
Beg to differ. They're both great Asian actresses.
Yeah. Well, just seeing the blonde and like that they both work. But I know that once I do that, like, having blonde hair, it's just the upkeep is a bitch. Right. Like, I have blonde eyebrows, so I'll have to either dye them as well or be drawing them red every day or a dark-ass color. Or, like, but when my blonde roots come in to red hair, like, what? That's weird. What's that going to look like?
I mean, if you went to a professional, they would probably give you some good advice.
I just have to keep paying for upkeep.
Yeah, it's expensive.
You shave all your hair off.
Whoa.
Doesn't look that good. I have that short red wig. But it's like, it looks good, guys, but it's because that's thick red hair in a wig. And also, my hair is giving volume underneath. Mm. So it's like, it's not going to be the same. My hair naturally, like, I forgot to hairspray it today. It's normally very flat and, like, limp. Mm. Like, it's not fun. It's not like a, you know, like a, the volume sound.
Oh, that's the volume sound? Do you get, when you go to the hairdresser, do you say, I want more in my hair?
Just give me a little.
And they're like, you want to be a horse. Got it.
She makes your hair into a horse?
Yeah.
That's horse girl hair.
Literal horse girl.
We'll see. I might dye my hair orange tonight.
Do it.
It looks so bad me doing by myself.
Do it.
Give it a shot.
Do it.
Is it time, guys, for me to dye my hair?
Sounds like an episode
of
Pen
15. One of these weeks when we don't have a shoot, do it. Give it a shot.
When do we not have a shoot?
We have... Yeah, we're shooting some like personality stuff next week. You could do it.
Should I do it for a video?
Some pit stuff?
The boys dye my hair. Well, having actually, fun with my boys.
That would actually maybe be, that would Ooh. Probably do well.
And then I could just I go to the salon
to
right after.
For a video. Look, we got a lot of good video ideas out of this podcast. We got to play whatever the
ultimate challenge.
Mavis Beacon, and tennis, dye your hair, and then I'll grow a mullet. And Ian will get a mustache.
Okay. And a Cody Ko cut.
Cody Ko cut. I mean, I don't really know what that is. It's just kind of like swept back a little bit.
Well, just shorter on the sides and then just like let it go a little bit longer and like have more fun with what's up top, you know?
Yeah. Well, look, you dye your hair, you get a mustache in the same video. We just call it Fuck My Shit Up, Fam. Gold.
Maybe there'll just be a series where one of us just gets something really fucked up.
Well, I was going to say, I think we should have a beauty channel.
Damn, throwing some hard pitches.
What should we call it? Since we're definitely getting one now.
Let's call it...
Smosh Glam.
Smosh Glam.
Let's call it like Simply Nail...
Smoshin.
Nailogical. Do you think that's
simply
taken?
Simply Smoshological.
I think that's... I think I have a lot of beauty tips that the world is waiting. Just waiting.
Dude, that would be so cool though to do like a beauty channel where we had guy and girl stuff, like so that you could do like guy self-care, girl self-care.
You seem very excited for this.
Guys, what would we call our beauty channel if we started in, for the first time in years, Smosh starts a new channel. Beauty, Smosh Booty. Subscribe.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You know what would be interesting is, you know what would be a good one for like that is like all of us bring the colognes or whatever scents we use and then we have everyone in the office like blindly decide.
And guess who it is based on the
who's using the best.
And for me, it's just my sweat.
Yeah. Hey, maybe it'll win. You never know. This is some good pitches. You guys listening are in on a good pitch meeting right now.
This is a change of subject, but we threw some axes yesterday.
You did.
You did?
Oh, yeah, you didn't get to be a part of it. I'm sorry.
What?
Yeah.
It's fine. I did some cool stuff at Goldberg's. It was cool.
Oh, yeah, you didn't? You do something cool?
I can't talk about it. But
oh, I'm
I can't give away like what scenes
are. Tell us
are.
The plot. Who dies in Goldberg's?
Who ends up King of the North?
Does Mr. Goldberg die?
Goldberg Thrones?
Yeah, Kiefer Sutherland comes in, and we have 24 hours to get out of Philly.
That's where it's based? Philadelphia? Yeah.
Uh-huh. But how though?
Well, I'm glad
Cuz you're shooting that I don't get you shooting
show
that
about?
You're shooting that in LA. How is it based in Philly?
I don't know.
I don't get that.
I don't know.
How does that work?
They actually do a pretty good job of making it seem cuz other shows like The Office, whenever there's exterior shots, it's like, "Oh yeah, this is Pennsylvania." No, that's blatantly Culver City.
Yeah. Palm trees.
Yeah, seriously.
I thought for a while that Always Sunny was shot in Philadelphia, but it's like, no, that bar is in downtown LA.
Really?
Yeah.
Same with Friends. Friends is all in LA as well.
The Office is in Burbank.
Yeah, a lot of it's in Burbank. So wait, you threw axes. Where'd you guys go?
It was for like a John Wick thing.
Yeah, it was like
it's called LAX.
Oh, I've gone there.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
I've been there.
Have you thrown axes at LAX?
I've thrown axes, yeah. And
did you see my story? You didn't watch my Instagram story?
No, but you don't watch the Goldberg, so equal trade.
That's not the same.
Who got the most bullseyes? Who
is Damien, I think.
I think, well...
That tracks.
I don't know. Damien and I were pretty evenly matched.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We were nailing that wood pretty hard.
Mm.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. Courtney, you got a couple good ones in there.
Yeah, I would get scared and not want to commit. Every time I was like, yes, I'm committing, I feel confident, I would do a good job. But I would just be like, I don't care, and throw it, and it would be really bad and embarrassing.
Yeah. You gotta just believe.
Yeah.
That's part of it. You just gotta like it goes for like a lot of marksman things. Like if you're doubting what you're going to do, or you're like anticipating the thing, you're going to be much worse at it. Like, you just got to follow through. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we went to a place where you literally just throw axes.
They had brisk, they had iced tea and cookies.
Gotta
and
be careful.
Tacos.
Yeah.
But you have to earn the cookies.
I felt a little bad that I didn't mean to, I wasn't trying to shit talk brisk iced tea. But it's definitely not tea.
So there's no caffeine in it?
I don't know if there's caffeine in it, but I don't think there's any tea in brisk iced tea.
Brisk raspberry iced tea is my shit.
I'm pretty sure it's just...
It's basically just sugar. Those commercials used to terrify me. Brisk had some pretty intense commercials back in the day. A lot of claymation, and it was really rough. Those and the California raisins giving me nightmares.
Really?
As a child. Yeah, just claymation stuff could be really creepy sometimes.
Really?
They went intense with it. Yeah, Brisk had some intense commercials.
Whoa.
So they have tea powder. So technically, I guess it's tea.
So they're the K-cups of iced teas.
Yeah. There's a surprisingly low amount of caffeine is what this says.
Interesting.
That sucks. I mean, I don't really drink it for the caffeine anyway. I drink it for the tea.
I've always equated it to more like, it's more like a soda. It's basically a soda.
Yeah, due to the use of instant tea powder instead of brewed tea.
How much milligrams caffeine is in it, you think?
How much sugar is in it?
No, there's a lot. There's
a
like
lot
18
of sugar.
Grams, 38 grams.
But a lot of those people like drink that tea because they think it's healthy. And it's like, bruh, no.
No, that's like the Kool-Aid of teas.
Anything you're getting from a soda machine any place is probably not going to be good for you. Sorry.
You know what's good for you? Mavis Beacon.
Ooh, 5 milligrams of caffeine. That ain't nothing.
Come on. No, I have to drink like 45.
More than that.
But
need,
I will.
You need more. Doctor prescribes more caffeine.
I didn't know that root beer, like Barg's and stuff, was caffeinated until literally like a month ago.
I don't think Barg's
has... I thought
has...
root beer wasn't... Is it?
I learned that it's caffeinated.
Well, some of it probably is. I think a lot of it does say caffeine-free. Like, there's Mug caffeine-free,
I think that it's the certain root beer companies it's caffeinated. Nope. But search Barg's. Search Barg's.
No.
I did.
Nancy said it was caffeinated.
By the way, it's
Barg's. Multiple people in this office.
It's Barg's. You have been lied to.
Not Barg's. It's
multiple
a Q.
People in this office
and they lied
told
to,
me it's
they
caffeinated.
They lied to you, Courtney.
It's not my fault.
Okay, can I vent real quick?
Whoa.
Can I vent real quick?
Oh, wait. Here we go. Hold on. I actually have an answer. Okay, so A&W, IBC, and Mug Root Beer are caffeine-free. Diet Barks has no caffeine. Regular Barks has caffeine.
That's what I'm saying, bro!
Okay,
that's
but
the one!
But on this note, don't you hate it? Because this happens to me all the damn time, and it happens here at this office a lot. Because we're all somewhat opinionated. We fight for our opinions, whatever. And so I'll be talking to someone, and they'll be like, say something like that, where it's like, oh, did you know that all sweaters use polyester? And I'll be like, I didn't know that. That's very neat. Are you sure? And they're like, yes, I'm absolutely positive. And then later, I'll be like, did you know that all sweaters have polyester? And someone will be like, no, that's not true at all. You're very dumb. And I'll be like, but someone told me that. And they're like, here's the research to prove that you're wrong. I'll be like, wow, I was lied to and I believed them.
That's literally the world.
That happens so much and I hate it.
Yeah, it sucks.
I hate it.
It sucks. I don't want to have to imagine every day. Like, okay, what are the things I learned today? All right, let's go to the internet and research and make sure everything I learned today was true.
But then
Then when you Google things, it depends on how you Google things. Yeah. You will find
some things are true.
How often do you guys do this? Because I do it all the time. I'll be like, is 2 cups of coffee bad for you? And it's like research that shows that 2 cups of coffee will kill you right now.
Yeah.
And then it's like, and then you'll immediately Google, is 2 cups of coffee good for you? And then it's like research shows that 2 cups of coffee will make your penis bigger. And I'm like,
yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, dude.
I didn't know.
Everything's good for you and everything's bad for you. That's all I've had to accept. Coffee is good for your liver. That's what I've learned.
The problem is we don't know how this research is being done, how conclusive it is, how many studies.
But 2 cups of coffee will make your penis bigger.
I have that known as fact.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, that's fact.
I drink 2 cups of coffee.
Absolute fact.
I measure my dick, drink 2 cups of coffee, go back and measure it. It's bigger. Maybe because I have to pee. But
I don't think that's how penises work.
Hi, yes, that's true. Okay, great. I just got off the phone with the president of science, and he says, yes, that's true.
Yes.
True. Barks Root Beer has 22 milligrams of caffeine.
Okay.
It's not
so
too
that's
much.
That's pretty light.
It's low. Yeah.
That's like Mormon levels of acceptable
no,
caffeine.
Zero milligrams caffeine.
Mormon levels of
well,
caffeine.
Well, when I was a kid, caffeine at all. You're not allowed to drink Coca-Cola, nothing.
Yeah.
But now, apparently it's changed.
I think because I want to... I'm not going to say anything because I don't know.
I think you heard it from me, where it's like there was like some sponsorship or endorsement.
I thought there was some sort of donation or something.
Cold caffeine is okay. I heard that too, and I think I've checked that with multiple sources, and it seems like there is some truth to it.
Yeah. Those of you listening can Google it.
I could still be wrong. Don't Google it.
You can Google it at home.
Don't Google it.
But yeah.
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 The world is everything's a lie.
Yeah.
The great caffeine debate.
Yeah. Caffeine's awesome.
It's definitely one of those things where it's like, I don't know if it's good for you, but it's definitely not horrible for you.
I mean, I'll definitely say you're tired or whatever and you're an adult and you don't have heart problems and, you know, you're not super preggers or something
it's
not going to hurt you.
Coffee's the way to go. I wouldn't say like energy drinks and that kind of garbage. Like there's so much other stuff
in
there.
Everything, like I said, everything's good for you. Everything's bad for you. It doesn't end there also. If you drink this cup of coffee, it's going to stain your teeth and maybe hurt your body a little bit. But it also helped you complete a very important assignment that maybe decided the rest of your career. Like there's give and take in life.
Everyone reacts differently. Because I'll go through phases where I think it gives me too much anxiety.
Sure, yeah.
It makes me tired later in the day.
If I have coffee too late in the day and then I go to the gym, I have anxiety attack at the gym.
Yeah. Well, because your penis is too big at that
point. Yeah, my penis is too big.
You know what I have been doing lately, though, that Olympians swear by?
Shooting caffeine into your butt.
Yep. When I get back from the gym, a non-alcoholic beer.
Whoa.
Super good.
What?
Super. I feel great.
What?
And it's refreshing, and it's.
I want to taste. It's what
not
that
bad for you.
Like.
Look, I don't know. A lot of Olympians are being like, "Yo, that's the best post-workout drink."
Really?
Non-alcoholic beer.
What does it have? Like carbs?
I don't know. I don't actually know. I just know that it's refreshing and it doesn't have alcohol, so I don't feel guilty.
Kevin's nodding his head. Why?
Yeah, he likes non-alcoholic beer. Yeah.
It's really good.
It's got the carbs and the calories within it, but not the alcohol, and it's refreshing and tasty as well.
Yeah. I'm sure there's are there better things? Probably, but it's
like
a nice...
Yeah, alcoholic beer.
Just chugging tequila at the gym.
Is it bad that I drink kombucha as often as I do?
Well, I heard
I don't
that...
know anything about kombucha.
Okay. Because there's like the tiniest faint amount of alcohol in it, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're talking like not enough. I think it's...
Well...
What percent?
I had a friend that like that again. They didn't eat anything that day. Then they went to like some event that they were like giving out a lot of kombucha, and she swears like her and her friends got like kind of tipsy off of it. But that might have been
drinking a lot.
If you are legally allowed to buy it under 21, then it can't. I have a hard time believing that. Google. I mean, I know it has some. I mean, look, is it at the point where if you have alcoholism, whatever, then maybe you should avoid it? I don't know, but...
Because then because I know hungover people will drink a kombucha. Is that like a hair of the dog situation then?
I feel like it's more the other... Form? I would say it's more the other things in it, you know? Because, I mean, kombucha's got a lot of stuff in it.
I love kombucha.
I love it too. I don't even believe it's good for me. I just like it. It tastes like fancy pickle juice, and I'm all about it.
I've noticed a difference... in a lot of things, thanks to kombucha, I think.
Like that's good. Fly.
Oh, somebody, and then here we go again with Google. But somebody was telling me that now they're linking like too much probiotic use to like brain fog.
I swear to God. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, like you eat too much Greek yogurt and you'll be dizzy.
So it's like,
oh, I had so much Greek yogurt. I'm going crazy.
I think, hey, you could do whatever you want except for like heroin. You do whatever you want in moderation, you'll be okay.
Always take it's
except
good
except for like smoking cigarettes and heroin and crack.
Yeah, there's
just those four things.
Well, there's also some things like look, I enjoy beer a lot. People say like if you have it in moderation, it's good for you. I don't think there's any level of it's being good for you.
Yeah, when it comes to alcohol,
it's moderation, so it's not devastating to your body.
Yes,
but the whole like oh a glass of wine a day is good for you. I'm like so is eating grapes. Yeah. Like, just eat grapes, you know?
Pharmacists recommend that you take probiotics while you're taking antibiotics.
That makes sense.
Because antibiotics kills every form of bacteria in body, including the good kind. Probiotics supplies the good kind of bacteria. I can understand having too much of anything is bad.
Also, brain fog. Yeah. Come on. Who doesn't want a little bit of brain fog, you know? Sounds pretty nice. Like you're in your head, you're in the bayou.
Yeah, it's like you just taking a nice little trip through London, you know?
Yeah, exactly, you know?
Those people seem all right.
Yeah, like you're in the Victorian era and the vampire's going to come out and get you.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, it's pretty fun. It's almost Halloween time. Time for some brain fog.
Guys, I'm having a brain fog party at my house.
Just getting wild off kombucha.
Yeah, we're going to eat a bunch of Greek yogurt and just freak out.
I'm kind of considering jumping into the booch land. But
jumping into booch land.
Yeah, but I just haven't taken that leap yet. It just seems like the final douchey LA thing to do.
Yeah, I hated it until I found a flavor I like. Yeah.
I've drank it since before I moved out here, though. It was back in Arizona, and a friend of mine was like, kombucha, and I was like, what is this? And I remember being like okay with it then, but I've always, it's
yeah. I mean, as an example of how douchey it is, there's this one flavor that's labeled rosé.
Nice.
With the accent over the E.
Hell yeah.
Like rosé, but the flavor
is rose.
Is rose.
Yeah.
It's not rosé.
That's all right.
So it's bubbly rose?
I think I will fight.
It was actually pretty good.
I will fight to the death over the fact that Trilogy, GT Dave's Trilogy, which is like one of the originals, is the best flavor.
Ginger
hands
berry.
Down. No, Trilogy is the
Ginger
best.
Berry.
GT Dave, thank you for giving me Trilogy. I saw you at Star Wars Land at Disneyland. I should have said hi.
What?
To thank you for Trilogy. He was there just chilling. Like he had like some Star Wars merch. He's having a good time. Galaxy's Edge.
Was he building a lightsaber and a droid?
I think he had a droid.
Didn't
no,
he had a
creature on his shoulder, I think. Wow. Yeah. He's chilling.
You took a pic of him.
I did take a picture of him. I took a subtle picture of him, not like invasive.
Sorry.
I was in the photo and I took it like, so it's me. It's a selfie, but you see him in the background.
What?
Yeah, that's the classic way to show.
I didn't want to be, and he's like, he's very, you cannot even tell that it's him. Like I sent it to just Courtney, just being like, look, oh my God, I'm
freaking
out. Was
there a beam of light just constantly following him?
Yeah, it was cloudy that day and just a little opening that just shined on him.
Wow.
And all his glory. But
could you smell him from where you were at? Like, did he smell wonderful? He looks like you could smell like a certain cleanliness from like 5 miles away. He seems like a very clean person.
Smells like an amazing aftershave.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the smell of aftershave.
Yeah.
Did you feel better after you saw him?
Yeah, I did.
Your brain wasn't in a fog?
Yeah, I felt so much better. I actually went and ran a marathon later that afternoon.
That's dope.
Just from his presence.
If anyone doesn't know what we're talking about, Cody Ko did a great video about this.
GT Dave, the creator.
The kombucha king.
Manufacturer of kombucha, yeah.
Yeah, he's LA's Bruce Wayne. I think they say that, right? I think they refer to him as that, yeah.
But they clowned on him like really hard, and then he was cool about it, and mm-hmm. then they made a video together. Right?
Yeah. He invited them to his place. He's a really cool guy.
What company made that video of GT Dave?
I don't know.
Told him to do that weird stuff.
Oh, really?
Like the pacing, and like it was like their cinematography.
They made him look like a straight up villain.
Crazy. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
awesome. I think it's great.
Yeah.
Oh my
love
God.
His stuff. Love kombucha.
So we're about to the end. Figured I'd finish off with some Ian's funny news.
Ooh,
Ian's funny
while.
News. It's been a minute.
We really are back at it, huh?
Yeah. Nobody died this time. Nobody got hurt. Actually, this guy ruined a lot of lives. Mm. He's the founder of the largest gay conversion therapy camps, and he just came out as gay.
The amount of times that happens is mind-blowing.
Yeah, gee, I wonder why.
Yeah.
So yeah, he came out and then denounced everything that he's ever done and said that it doesn't work and that he supports gay, lesbian, trans people. He's like 50 or something.
Yeah.
So it's like, of course!
Wow.
His own personal, personal inner battle just spilled out and...
Oh my goodness.
Destroyed a bunch of lives.
Yeah.
He probably legitimately ruined a lot of lives.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
I wonder if that news, though, I wonder how that impacts a lot of the people who had to go through his programs, like seeing that and being like, oh, this was made by someone who, I don't know.
Yeah. It's all sketch. I feel like that kind of stuff's coming to an end, though.
I feel like there's definitely still tons of people, but
yeah.
I feel
yeah.
like I don't hear as many people say, like, they believe it's a choice. Like, I think people have got to be all...
You have to have never gone on Twitter or, like, you are never on the internet to, like, not see that stuff. But it's crazy, like, the amount of people who, like, are still behind on that stuff.
Still believe it's a choice?
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. That's crazy to
me. Yeah. But, like, even... So that guy, he's owned up and now he's like, okay, just kidding. There's still a lot of people who went through the conversion therapy. It's not like they can... I hear a ringing sound. Is that just my brain? Sick. People will be like, okay, cool. So he's openly gay now, but like they went through the conversion therapy and it's not like they're like, okay, so it's okay for me to be gay now. It's like they still have families or whatever that is holding them back from being able to be themselves.
Well, and they still have the trauma of going through that program. Like even if they were like, oh, it's okay now, they're never going to be able to be, they will be, but it would take so much therapy and so much work.
Yeah, and I don't know what kind of methods this one did, because there's all different kinds of ones, and they go through different levels of extremely humiliating,
they're all awful. Things. Yeah, it's really bad.
I don't know if you're like a founder of a gay conversion therapy camp, go fuck yourself.
Our vice president, I'm pretty sure.
Well, not founder, but he hasn't denounced.
Oh, Mike Pence.
Yeah.
He was closely involved in like.
Oh yeah. Oh, he's hardcore like that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big old bummer.
When I said vice president, you thought I meant of Smosh.
No. I was like, oh, Mike Pence. Like
I meant of our country. Yeah. I did not mean.
No. Yeah.
I forget that you're a president. You're not a vice president.
I'm the prez, baby. Don't cross me.
Do you have a sash?
I should get a sash.
I'll make you a sash.
Can you please?
Yeah, I think I've been meaning to make a bunch of sashes.
Let's save it for the beauty channel.
Guys, what's the name of our Smosh Beauty channel? Guys, sorry,
That'll be your guys' homework. Mm-hmm. Come up with a good name for our beauty channel. I think that's good homework for you guys. Courtney Shane, it was lovely being back on the pod with you guys.
Good catching up.
Thanks, Ayn.
We literally, us three, did not have a conversation till today.
Till today.
We have not talked
since the last.
At all.
We don't talk outside of this podcast.
Nope, never.
Nope.
Never.
Off camera, zip it.
Real quick, my sister and I had a bit the other day where it's like, what if we hung out an entire day but like just didn't talk? So it's just going through things like food or getting our nails done.
And
it's like,
I'm just kidding.
Anyway, it's good to be back with you guys.
Ah, Courtney just smacked my tummy. What if I pooped? Here you go, pop. And then we just cut.
So thank you guys for coming on.
Thanks.
And thank you guys, the listeners and the viewers, for tuning in to another Smoshcast. If you're listening to this, hey, you could listen to us on Wednesday. If you're watching us, you got to wait till Friday to see our beautiful faces.
That's right.
But if you're watching us on YouTube, you're hearing us uncensored, so you can't hear that terrible thing that Tana Mojo said. Yes, if you're not yet subscribed to the podcast, please do so. Give us a like, hit that bell button, do all those amazing things. Every little bit of effort that you do for us, we appreciate so much. And we love you.
We love you.
We love you. Eat some Greek yogurt. Get that brain fog.
Get that brain fog, baby. And drink 2 cups of coffee.
And one non-alcoholic beer after the gym.
Yep. All right. There's your homework. Love you. Goodbye.
Mwah.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.